President Biden signaled he's considering some changes to federal safety net programs and talks about a deal to avoid a default on the country's debt. That's making some Democrats on Capitol Hill worried, and they're pushing a backup plan to get around having to reach any compromise with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy. NPR congressional correspondent Deirdre Walsh reports.
Progressive Democrats are keeping a close eye on closed-door talks between President Biden and Speaker McCarthy's negotiators.
I'm watchful. I'm always watchful.
Congresswoman Pramila Jayapal chairs the Progressive Caucus. Many on the left were alarmed by comments Biden made before departing for his trip to the G7, where he suggested he was entertaining the possibility of toughening requirements for federal safety net programs like food stamps.
I voted years ago for the work requirements that exist. But it's possible there could be a few others, but not anything of any consequence.
Here's Jayapal.
His remarks are a little bit confusing. What I've said in the past is, I understand he voted for work requirements in 1996 and some other things in 86 with the crime bill, but we didn't elect the Joe Biden of 1986 and 1996. We elected the Joe Biden of 2020.
Florida freshman Maxwell Frost says he wants the president to hold the line.
I have trust in the president on this, but I do want to make sure that him and the administration know that we don't want to see any cuts through these essential programs like SNAP.
Republicans are pushing provisions targeting adults without dependents who receive federal assistance, saying they have to find work. Speaker McCarthy argues this policy boosts both people looking for jobs and employers. But Massachusetts Congressman Jim McGovern called the GOP plan immoral and told the Biden White House to reject it.
The people that I've talked to in the White House have been reassuring from my point of view. I haven't talked directly to the president about this. You know, he's overseas right now. But make no mistake, what they are proposing would adversely impact the most vulnerable people in this country.
And he says he'll break with the president if he has to.
I can't support a bill that screws poor people, and this would screw poor people.
Massachusetts Senator Ed Markey says the president has a record of hammering out bipartisan deals, but he suggested the other person at the negotiating table is the problem.
I have confidence and faith in the president in these negotiations. But I do not have faith in Speaker McCarthy and right-wing Republican House members.
Markey and other Democrats are pushing for the president to use the 14th Amendment to the Constitution, which says the validity of the country's public debt cannot be questioned, and the Treasury can pay its bills, even if Congress doesn't raise the debt ceiling. Oregon Senator Jeff Merkley says it's better to turn to the 14th Amendment than agree to GOP demands.
But we're saying to the president, if the bottom line is that the only deal to be had that McCarthy will sign on to is one in which ordinary families are savaged, that is unacceptable.
The president says using the 14th Amendment is unprecedented, and it's something he could consider in the future, but that talks are the way to avoid a crisis. Democratic Congressman Richard Neal from Massachusetts says it's important to not jump to any conclusions about where a final debt ceiling bill will end up.
Negotiating can be conversational and hoping that you might draw a bite based upon something you've said, which means that conceivably it's not in the final package. So who knows? But I do think that giving the president some latitude here is really important.
But with 13 days until the country could default, Democrats are only growing more worried. Deirdre Walsh, NPR News, The Capitol.